justo y lo hemos horneado con unos cuantos ejercicios y una buena ración de términos especializados sobre cocina. Ahora le ponemos un poco de audio para que aprendas a pronunciar todo lo que lees y listo. Ya tienes Let's Cook en cualquiera de nuestras tiendas Vaughan o en vaughantienda.com. Consíguelo antes de que se enfríe.
I'm so excited to share this news with you. I've got a new book. It's called English on the Go. Aprende inglés viajando por el mundo. And it's a book where I'll take you on a trip to 30 different cities and we'll discover fascinating things and improve our English along the way.
Aprende inglés viajando por el mundo. El nuevo libro de Alberto Alonso.
All aboard! English on the Go.
Aprende inglés viajando por el mundo. El nuevo libro de Alberto Alonso. Ya a la venta en vaughantienda.com, en delegaciones o en nuestra tienda en grupovaughan.com.
Welcome to the Daily Vaughan.
Hello there and good morning. Welcome to another edition of The Daily Vaughan, coming to you live from Madrid. The only place for you to find out about what is going on in the world, find out what is happening, get up to speed, up to date on the news and all kinds of other interesting things from around the world in an English that you can follow and understand, but still learn from. So this is your host, Nick Keat. We're here every Monday to Friday, 1:30 to 2 o'clock Spanish time, by the way. So, guys, what's on the show today? Well, we've got some headlines, we've got some technology news, we've got some interesting stories, and we've got a look at what is being celebrated today. So remember, guys, remember to follow us on the application. Also, please remember to follow me on Twitter. So if you want to follow me on Twitter, well, there's only one thing you need to do.
Tuiteanos, arroba I'm Nick Keat, o lo que es lo mismo, IM Nick Keat.
That's right, so that's N-I-C-K, Nick. And the surname is K-E-Y-T-E. So that's me on Twitter. Also, if you go onto the application, it's got a link to my Twitter page, my Twitter profile. So let's do this. Let's check out what is happening around the world today. I've already sent out a question on the application. I have already sent out the question. So you will hear the answer in the first section of the program, but let's see if you can answer it now. Greece, the country. Greece is edging something of its recession. It is edging its recession. Let me know what that is to slowly leave, but you're going to find out right now in the first section that is the headlines. Okay, so we're talking about Greece. Listen carefully if you need the answer to that question. So Greece has obviously had kind of a hard time since 2008, when the global international monetary crisis, when the recession started. Yeah, we had all the credit crunch, the crisis, the economic crisis. The financial problems that the whole world suffered beginning in 2008. Well, Greece was particularly badly hit. Greece has suffered more than a lot of countries. And since 2008, its economy has basically shrunk. Yeah, the verb is to shrink, S-H-R-I-N-K. The simple past, shrank, S-H-R-A-N-K. And then the participle, it has shrunk, S-H-R-U-N-K. Shrunk a lot since 2008. In 2014, for a short period, it grew a little bit, but then it started shrinking again. So it has shrunk a lot. Things have been pretty bad for Greece. Lots of austerity measures, lots of severe sanctions on the economy, people getting paid less, people losing their jobs, lower pensions, blah, blah, blah. But finally, some good news. Greece is edging out of its recession. It is edging out of the recession. So let's have a look at this. This is the answer to the question. So those of you listening, you've got the answer now. No excuses for not replying to the question on the application. You can also send it to me on Twitter, of course. To edge out of something. So it's E-D-G-E, edge, and then out. So to edge out of something is to slowly move outside, slowly move out of something. Yeah. So to edge out, think of like a small mouse, for example, coming out of its nest underground. You know, it edges out slowly to check there's no predators. Yeah. So to edge out, or if a child is hiding and they're playing a game and it's, you know, the child is hiding from his friends, he might edge out of where he's hiding to slowly move out to look around, see if anyone is there. So Greece is edging out of its recession. That means it is slowly leaving the recession. It is slowly but surely, slowly, it is slowly leaving the recession. So to edge out of something, to edge out of. So yeah, Greece is edging out of its recession. It has had two quarters, the last two quarters, it has grown. It has experienced growth. So some good news in the economy, in the worldwide economy, and some much needed good news for Greece. It was about time that Greece had some good news regarding its economy. So it was about time. Yeah, that's when you say, you know, we needed this, you know, finally, it was about time. It's about time. You can say both. It was about time Greece had some good news. It is about time Greece had some good news. Yeah. So past and present, you can use it. So good stuff there. Good news for all Greeks. All right, moving on. Sarkozy, former French President Sarkozy, Nicolas Sarkozy in English, has said that he will impose a carbon tax on the United States. So any goods coming from the United States, anything being imported to Europe from the United States, that he will impose a tax on it if President Donald Trump scraps the Paris Climate Deal, the Paris Climate Pact. Okay, so pact, P-A-C-T, is like a deal, an agreement, yeah? A pact, a deal between people. And to scrap, S-C-R-A-P, to scrap, is to get rid of something. You know, you have an idea and then you say, nah, we're not going to do that. You scrap it, forget it, we're not going to do it. So to scrap a plan is when you decide not to do a plan. You cancel, you abort, you scrap it, yeah? If Trump scraps the agreement, Sarkozy says they're going to put a big old tax on imports from the United States, basically imposing a type of sanction on the United States. So if Donald Trump pulls out of the climate agreement, yeah, to pull out. That's when you say you're doing something and then you decide you're not doing it. So he's thinking of pulling America out of the agreement. If he pulls out, there are going to be consequences, economical consequences, that America will have to pay more to export to Europe. So remember, guys, to scrap, to cancel, to abort a plan, and to pull out. It's the same thing. If you pull out, you know, you're doing something, and then you decide you're not going to do it. So he has said, I will demand that Europe put in place a carbon tax at its border, a tax of between 1 and 3% for all products coming from the United States. So he's talking about a carbon tax, taxing them for producing more carbon than they should be. So Sarkozy he's been the French president before, and he's running for president again. He wants to be French president again. This is part of his campaign. Okay, moving on. China warns Trump against abandoning the climate change deal as well. So lots of world leaders are already warning Donald Trump about what he should and should not be doing regarding the climate change deal. And China has increased the amount of aid, the amount of monetary support with money, AID. Aid is assistance, help. Aid is help, a type of help. And in these contexts, it normally means money, aid. So they're going to increase the amount of climate change aid to developing countries to $3.1 billion. So this is quite a surprise turnaround for China. They are saying they're going to increase the amount of aid they give to developing countries, third world countries or developing countries. The amount of aid they give them to help fight against climate change and to not rely on traditional fuels. So China has warned Donald Trump that he will be going against the entire planet if he carries out his promise to scrap the Paris Climate Agreement. Yes, so to carry out, by the way, is to realize a plan. If you carry out a plan or a promise, it means you actually do it. Yeah, so to carry something out. So to carry out a promise is you make a promise and then you do it. You carry it out. You do it. They're saying that he would be going against the whole planet. So Donald Trump, he's barely been in office for a few days, and already a lot of leaders are kind of rallying against him. Yeah? To rally someone is to get together in a group and criticize someone or tell them what they should not be doing. So remember the other day I was saying that Trump has called global warming a hoax. He's even called it a hoax created by China, saying that they invented global warming to give them an economic advantage. Most scientists would disagree with that, but that is what he believes and what a lot of people believe. So that's China and Sarkozy warning Trump against scrapping the Paris Agreement. Moving on, concerns for the environment here. Weapons buried at sea after World War One and World War Two, or the First World War and the Second World War, are going to be a potential major threat to marine life. So basically, after World War One and World War Two, loads of countries said, "Wow, we don't need these weapons anymore. Let's just dump them in the sea," and they just sank. And sank. We saw this earlier. Sink and sank. They just sank. They just sank ships, boats, and weapons. Loads of things full of weapons in the sea. A lot of them chemical weapons, very dangerous weapons. They're protected by metal, but metal rusts and it decays. So there is a lot of concern that serious damage to the seas could be done if these weapons are not retained, if they are not recovered from the bottom of the sea. Lots of countries did this. There was no law against it then. But there is a law now, the London Convention on the Prevention of Marine Pollution was created in 1972. So it's now internationally illegal to dump weapons in the sea, in the ocean. To dump, by the way, D-U-M-P, is to drop something. To drop something without any care or caution. Unceremoniously, you could say, to just dump something. So yeah, it's now illegal to dump things in the sea, but in the past it wasn't. So there are estimates that if only 1/6 of all the weapons in the bottom of the sea spread, that it could ruin the entire Baltic Sea for an entire century. And there's an estimated 50,000 tons of weapons buried at the sunk at the bottom of the sea, not buried, sunk. So yes, this is a big concern. A lot of scientists and experts, environmental experts, are saying this could be catastrophic for sea health and therefore for our health. Okay, check this out.
Porque las mañanas son más productivas con Richard Vaughan. En vivo a las 7:30 aquí en Vaughan Radio. Más radio, más Vaughan, mucho más Richard Vaughan Live.
Me gustaría hablar con el señor Roberts, por favor.
I'd like to speak with Mr. Roberts, please.
Very good, Mr. Roberts.
Mr. Roberts.
Very good. ¿Puedo hablar con marketing, por favor?
Can I speak with marketing, please?
Very good. Le paso.
I'll put you through.
I'll put you through.
I'll pull you through.
I'll put you through. All right, I'll put you through.
You're imagínate esto durante 5 días súper intensivos, conviviendo con tus profesores con clases 100% método Vaughan. Por fin tu inglés estará a la altura de tu puesto de trabajo. Vente a uno de nuestros intensivos residenciales y en tan solo 5 días pondrás a punto tu inglés. También disponible en versión fin de semana. Más información en el 911335833 o en grupovaughan.com.
Ahora, si le parece bien, continuaremos la entrevista en inglés.
Of course, no problem. I speak English fluently. It's like my mother tongue.
Oh, your English is very good.
Me? I'm from Vaughan Town.
Ven a Vaughan Town, el lugar donde vivirás una experiencia única que mejorará tu nivel de inglés. Atrévete a vivir en inglés y verás la diferencia. Infórmate en el 911335833.
Do you Vaughan? Lost. Perdido. O lo que es lo mismo, cómo te quedas en mitad de New York cuando no sabes preguntar cómo se vuelve al hotel. Si quieres mejorar tus viajes, apúntate a nuestros cursos de inglés. Infórmate en el 911335833. ¿Do you Vaughan?
Okay, guys, so to answer the question from the beginning, the answer was, well, I've told you already, to edge out of a recession is to slowly leave a recession. They are edging out of the recession. Well, there's a new question now. The answer will be coming up later in the show. We're going to Japan in this question. Japan has already filled in its, it has already repaired its, what? A, sank hole, B, sinking hole, C, sinkhole, or D, sunk hole, a big hole in the ground. A, B, C, or D, let me know, but you will hear the answer quite soon. Anyway, though, the World Bank, next story. The World Bank has broken its own rules. It has built a coal mine. Well, it has authorized a coal mine in Kosovo. It's left it there. It's just in limbo. They haven't got rid of it. People have been forced from their homes to make way for a new coal mine. So this, basically, they're supporting a coal power plant. It's the only one that they've ever considered backing. Well, the only one they're considering backing right now, I mean. And this goes against their own rules. So people criticizing the World Bank for breaking its own rules and authorizing, well, backing a new coal mine in Kosovo. Very strange. Okay, moving on. A Brexit memo has been released. A supposed memo showing that the government has no idea what to do about the Brexit, that there's no plan, and that they're going to need about 30,000 extra staff, 30,000 extra governmental employees to work on 500 related projects, well, projects related to the Brexit. But the government has officially said they don't recognise the Brexit memo. This is a memo that has been leaked. It's supposed to be secret and it has been released. And they say this is nothing to do with the government. They don't recognise it. Some saying that it could be from an independent accounting firm. But critics of the government and of the Brexit are saying that it shows that they have no idea what they're doing and that it's going to be quite an expensive process. Okay, moving on. Do you remember that large sinkhole in Japan last week? Yeah, Japan saw a huge hole appear in the ground. A sinkhole, S-I-N-K-H-O-L-E. A large sinkhole appeared in the ground. You had the roads, there's a large section of road disappeared. You had water pipes break underneath, gas pipes. Buildings nearly fell into the hole. They nearly collapsed. It's a big one of the main roads in the city as well. This was in Fukuoka. Huge hole, huge disaster. How long did it take Japan to repair this? 2 days. In less than 48 hours, they had filled in this huge hole, repaired the pipes, and they had the road ready and operating again in 2 days. This is a real example of Japanese efficiency and workmanship, hard effort. So it's 30 meters deep, huge hole, and the world cannot believe that they have repaired it so quickly. It actually took 6 days to reopen because the repairs were done in 2 days, but then health and safety inspectors had to check that the road was okay to use. This is really incredible. So the actual physical repairing was quicker than the health and safety process. I think that will sound familiar to a lot of people. So this included repairs to a sewage pipe. Sewage, by the way, S-E-W-A-G-E. That is the network underground that deals with the treatment of waste from toilets, wastewater, and sewage is, yeah, basically the wastewater and waste from toilets. So the underground, the sewage system. So they had to fix a sewage pipe and traffic lights as well. Traffic lights, yeah, red, green, orange. Had to fix traffic lights, they had to replace them, and also types of poles, utility poles. So it was quite a complicated repair. And as I say, this is one of the most, it's the main road in the town, near the main station. The hole had also disrupted gas, water supplies, phone signals, and electricity. All of that was repaired as well. And the mayor of Fukuoka said that the area of ground that was affected is now 30 times stronger than before. So it's even stronger than before. But it could be true as well. So Japan showing its efficiency in repairing roads following a disaster. Incredible stuff. Well, that is all for the headlines. If you were pinching, you got the answer to the question. Is it a sank hole, a sinking hole, a sink hole, or a sunk hole? A, B, C, or D. Let me know on the application or on Twitter, please. Well, that's enough of the headlines. Let's now check out some technology news.
Technology.
Okay, so Freedom House has released a report saying that two-thirds of the world's internet users, so two-thirds of all the people in the world that use the internet are under government censorship. So China has been ranked as the largest controller of internet use. China has become, China has come in first. Means to, you know, to be first in a ranking or in a competition. So it has come in first, as what they call the worst abuser of internet, freedom, the worst abuser. Sorry, abuser. So when it's the noun, abuse, that's abuse is, you know, causing damage to something or using something wrong. That's abuse. And the person that does that is an abuser with a buzzing S, abuser. So an abuser abuses, and that is abuse. So yes, the verb as well, obviously, z, abuser. So this is an analysis of internet freedom in 65 countries, and that covers 88% of the world's online population. China came in number one, number two was Syria, and number three was Iran. North Korea not included in the study because you can't really get into North Korea. Very difficult place to do studies like this. Apparently WhatsApp was the most blocked messaging service. It was blocked or restricted in 12 countries over the last year, including Bahrain, Bangladesh, Ethiopia. And it was always blocked following civilian protests. So that is the report on the freedom of the internet there. Okay, now in Chernobyl, moving on, some more technology news. Remember the Chernobyl disaster a long time ago? No, it was 1986. It was a huge nuclear reactor, had an explosion and caused a huge, terrible incident in Ukraine, by the way. Well, they're going to build a giant shield. They're going to build a big shield over the previous reactor to cover the radiation, to stop radiation leaving. So it's going to be a concrete and steel arch. It's going to cover the remains of the reactor, and this should help protect any further spread of radiation. So this is a cost of $1.6 billion. It's about 275 meters wide and 108 meters tall. It seems kind of late in the day, but in English, as we say, better late than never. Better late than never. And also, Google is going to ban fake news sites from its ad service. They've been criticized for the influence over the US election and also for the use of fake news. So this is going to be controlled heavily from now on. Well, I'm running out of time, guys, so I better answer this question. If you were listening carefully, you will have heard that a big hole that appears in the ground where things disappear into it, that is called a sinkhole. It's a big hole that things sink into. So sinkhole C was the answer. Well done if you got it right. Well, let's just have a quick review, guys. We've seen today that shrink means to get smaller. In the past, shrank. In the participle, it has shrunk. To edge out of a recession is to slowly leave a recession. To scrap is to abandon, to cancel a deal or a plan. Also, a pact is another way of saying a deal. Remember, to pull out as well is when you're doing something or you're going to do something and then you reverse your decision. You say, no, I'm not going to do it. To carry out something is to do something, and to dump something is to drop something without care or without effort. Without care. Okay, guys, thank you very much for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show, and tune back in at 1:30 for more Daily Vaughan. Until then, have a good day and keep studying.